Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tiki in a little bit. Tiki has arrived. We'll have Tiki Barber, the less hated barber in Philadelphia, for sure. Right after, yeah, he's definitely less. I didn't say not hated. Right now we have Brian Baldinger, who is our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show, featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league. Hello, Baldy. How are you, sir?
Spike, Ike, how's that house cleaning up, Ike? You got everything under control right now?
It's getting there, Baldy. It's taking a little longer than I thought it was going to take, but yeah, it's getting there.
It goes like that sometimes.
Yep. So Eagles had what was largely viewed across the country, at least in media circles, as one of the best drafts in the NFL. Curious, just top level, what you thought and if you sort of agreed with that assessment.
Well, I mean, the biggest need was corner. I mean, they were the second worst pass defense in all of football last year, giving up 35 touchdowns, and not just giving up, you know, big plays in the passing game, but they were horrible tacklers too. It's a bad combination, Spike. So to get two of the top five corners in this draft, I mean, they, you know, not only did they draft good players, but they hit their biggest needs. Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't always happen. Sometimes the best player isn't your biggest need and you still draft them. This was their biggest need, and they got two really good players. So as far as Jalen Hunt, I used to just, sort of process, like, just text, you know, general managers randomly, hey, give me five guys nobody's talking about. Let me go take a look at them. And when they said, you know, Jalen Hunt, Houston Christian, I said, I hope I have some film from Houston Christian. I don't think I've ever watched a game of theirs before. So I found them, though. I saw, you know, I watched them and studied them a little bit, gave a little report. But, you know, like, they got good players. I mean, they needed defense, and they got defensive help. Mm-hmm.
I look at the cornerback position, Baldy. You were one that was early on Cooper Jejean and very high on him. We wound up getting the top-rated corner as well in Quinyon Mitchell. How do you see these young guys sort of contributing this year, and how do you see Cooper sort of being used early on?
Well, I mean, I think I think when he lines up at minicamp, he's going to line up at corner. You know, I think that's what he was at Iowa. He was a cornerback. I think that's what he's going to be. Now, is there certain packages, Ike, where he could play down low in the box? Could he play in the slot? Could he, you know, be a deep half-field safety? I mean, I guess all those things are possible. But, you know, when you watch him at Iowa the last 2 years, I mean, he was primarily an outside corner. And that's, you know, and he was a very good tackler and all those kind of things. He had good ball skills. You know, he was a returner, did all these other things. But I think, you know, his base position is going to be corner. And if he can morph into other positions depending on situations, that might happen. But you generally want to learn one position and get it down, get the calls, get the checks. Mm-hmm. You'll learn how to play that position within Vic Fangio's defense.
And to the Eagles' credit, they pretty much have listed him as a cornerback. They haven't really talked about the other stuff, although they've been asked about it. But they've raved about his ability to play that cornerback position. I just think a lot of people just automatically assume that he can't play on the outside and he's going to be a safety. You're saying, no, this kid's going to be a corner.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're only saying that because he's, you know, his complexion, that's all. I mean, they haven't really studied him, watched him. You watch him in the Big Ten go up against the best players. I mean, he was a, you know, in college you've got a boundary corner, you got a field corner. You watch him play the field, I mean, you're covering a lot of space out there.
Yep.
And he didn't look like he had a lot of problem doing that, Ike. And so, you know, I mean, it's, look, are they going to play a lot of press man coverage? I mean, if it was up to Darius Slay, that's all they would play. But that's not what any team does. Every team plays a variety of coverages, depending on down, distance, situation, who you're playing against. So you got to be pretty flexible. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, he's proven that. Look, I mean, he went number 40. It was probably a lot lower than most people expected. And the Eagles had, you know, they had their first pick of whatever corner they wanted. And they took Quinion over, you know, Terrien. But, you know, the Eagles addressed a lot of needs of free agency, Ike. They didn't take any corners.
Yeah,
they did that in the draft. And typically, if you want top-flight corners in this business, you have to spend your first-round pick to get them.
Baldy, you mentioned Jalix Hunt and Houston Christian, and coming from Houston Christian, of course, Quinion Mitchell was from Toledo. I'm really curious about the challenge for a team of, even if you get all the tape, scouting a player who's not just opposition, but teammates are at such a remarkable different level. Even big-time college football is a remarkable different level from the NFL. But talking about someone who played at Houston Christian or Toledo, how does a team go about figuring out whether a player who played against competition like that can play at the next level?
That's a great question, Spike. And honestly, what I look for first, and I think what most teams look for, do they dominate the level of competition? And you can, you know, pretty clearly say that that's what Quinion did. You know, and I think Jalix Hunt has all of the attributes to be a really good player. But I do think it's going to be a little bit of a jump for Jalix. You know, he hadn't seen anybody that looks like Jordan Mulata or Lane Johnson in his life. He's never seen those people. So, I mean, that's what you're up against. So Nolan Smith found out last year when, you know, he wasn't very, very effective. So they're taking – look, they're taking a talented player that has the measurables you're looking for to be successful. But, you know, it's a real projection there. I think Quinion, you know, has a chance to step in and play. I mean, his ability to break on a ball, his ability to really, you know, just play the ball in the air and run with receivers. I mean, I think he's going to be able to do that. Now, you could say, to your question, Spike, look, Terrien Arnold was coached by Nick Saban. He's coached 10 corners that are starting in this league. He coaches the defensive backs. I would tend to lean a little bit towards Arnold just because of the culture and the coach over whatever talent I saw with Mitchell at Toledo.
Mm-hmm. When you look at Jeremiah Jr. being drafted late, Baldy, a quick, I guess, synopsis on what you think of him as a player. He obviously went later than some people expected him to. Where some of the areas you think he needs to get better at? And how do you see him sort of fitting in this defense as an inside linebacker?
Well, look, I mean, at a very prominent, you know, football factory at Clemson, I mean, he filled up the stat page, you know, in his 2 years there. I mean, you know, he's very, very quick to read and to react. But, you know, look, he's not going to ever be the size of his father. He's never going to be the size and have the power and the strength. His dad could just dominate the A-gap. He doesn't play like that. That's not his style. He's an undersized will linebacker, and he can do a lot of things. He's a good blitzer. He gets through the soup and, you know, the eggshells and the coffee grain. He gets through all that stuff in the garbage. He slides through it pretty good. And, you know, he stays on his feet, and he's a playmaker. So the question now is, you know, can he become a three-down linebacker? Well, you know, you've got to do, you know, when you get into certain coverages, you know, Ike, being a linebacker, I mean, there's going to be times where you got to cover the tight end or you got to cover the back.
Yep.
And if you can't do those things, because we saw it last year, week in and week out, they had guys that could not do that. And so guys like Christian McCaffrey in this league torched them. So that's going to be the challenge. I mean, he's going to get a warm reception. He's going to get, I think, a long leash here But, you know, can he cover elite tight ends and running backs in his business? Because at times, you're gonna have to be able to do that.
We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy, this is, you know, deeper in the draft, so you can tell me if you don't have anything on them. But we were expecting, and Howie Roseman said he was expecting to take an offensive lineman higher up in the draft. Didn't really break out that way. They wind up with Trevor Keegan and Dylan McMahon, both guys that look interesting. Curious, you know, whether you've watched their tape and what you think of those guys.
Well, I mean, Trevor Keegan, I mean, you can't help but notice him. I mean, the offensive line was the story of Michigan. I mean, the way they ran the ball, controlled the line of scrimmage over the last 3 years, and he was right there. I mean, you know, he's got good size. You give him the stout, and I think you're going to get yourself a guard, you know. And at some point, you just can't keep paying guards the way they just paid Landon Dickerson. You know, at some point, you got to develop some guys. And I think Trevor Keegan has everything it takes to become, you know, a swing guard. I don't expect him. Like, I mean, he might even win the job this year. Like, I don't know what Tyler Steen is going to do or how he's going to play, but I think he'll be in the mix. I mean, all those guys that have been drafted from John Runyon, I mean, all the guys at Michigan get drafted, they end up playing. And, you know, they tend to be pretty well schooled and have seen, you know, you go against Ohio State, Michael Hall Jr., and the guys you're going up against, you're going against really good talent, you know, week in, week out. And he certainly looks like he can, you know, he's got that ability.
Baldy, when is the next, before we let you go, I'm going to get in on every time you call in, I want to check in. When is the next vacation and where is it? Is it Bali? Is that what you said you had next?
Well, I mean, here's the deal, Spike. Like, sometimes you just do stupid things in your life.
Yeah.
Right? So I recently tore my tricep.
Oh, no.
So it's not healing. It's rolled up like a ball. It looks ugly.
Ooh.
And it got no strength in it. So tomorrow morning at 10:30, I'm getting it reattached. So, you know, it's hard to go to Bali if with your girlfriend if you're in a cast from your shoulder to your hand. Like, it's just not advised. So, like, I got to suck it up here during vacation season. And, you know, I kind of push this stuff back a little bit right now.
Oh, man. That is a bummer. I mean, no one's more bummed than you, obviously. But heal up, man. We're wishing you the best.
Yeah, I got to act like I'm 25 again and get this thing healed in a couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Man. Torn tricep. You wouldn't see me again for the rest of 2024, Baldy. All right, brother. Well, good luck with surgery and heal up.
All right, Baldy.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Make sure to follow the best football show with Brian Baldinger on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We are joined by yet another member of the Evan and Tiki show. One Tiki Barber.
Why are you playing the Evil Empire stuff?
Well, because
that's a Yankees thing.
Well,
and it's dead because it's not
New
the
York.
Yankees anymore. It's the Dodgers.
All of New York or Evil Empire.
Come on.
Yeah. That's what we got to do here.
That was for a purpose.
Come on, man.
The Yankees spent more money than anybody in the world to win championships. That's what the Evil Empire was for. And now the Dodgers spent $1 billion. They can take that song. Yeah. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Somebody's outspending the Yankees.
Exactly.
How about that? Which is hard to do.
It is. Well, actually, not anymore.
To me, the Evil Empire is when they put the Knicks jersey on Wilt after the game. That sort of felt like the Knicks fans earned Evil Empire status for that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, you guys are you're going to the game tonight with the guys?
I am.
Wow, enemy territory, or is it not enemy territory?
I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's enemy territory. I'll tell you.
But here's the question I've been asking on our show all week. Is the Philadelphia 76er fan the same dude, like literally, that's sitting in the Philadelphia Eagles seat? Because I've been to a lot of 76ers games. Okay? My buddy Ron Berkowitz, who does PR for Meek Mill and all those guys, he's a big 76er fan. Weird combo, 76ers, Giants. So I've come to games with him. And I don't feel the hate. I mean, if they think I'm Rondé, they do.
I was going to say, yeah. Exactly. Rondé, they look like Rondé a little
bit. But I remember going to the Eagles games, first as a player, and then as a fan, as a commentator, as an analyst.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like insane at Eagles games, and it's not the same at 76ers game. So I'm asking the question, is it the same guy in the seat? And I don't know if it is.
It's a good question.
Well, I would say this. Are you the same guy everywhere you go, everything you do?
No, definitely not.
Right?
Definitely not. So
I think you can put somebody in one sort of situation and you get one sort of behavior out of them, and you put another situation, another. And even, you know, Eagles fans, it is chaos there, but it is not the same chaos that it was
at the vet,
right. You know, 25
right.
years
that's
ago.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
You're at the vet.
Yeah, that was a different thing. But I think a lot of the people are the same people, but there's a difference between a football game that you gear up all
week. It's the mentality,
for,
right.
Yeah, you're going there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
drink a lot and misbehave.
So they're not wilding out on a Thursday. I feel safe. It's
right.
All good.
Yeah,
I think
well, but you know what the funny thing is, though? Is that because of what happened in game four here the game?
Yes.
You may get a little bit
that's
of, a good point. A little bit of that.
That's
tonight.
Why I am not wearing anything New York centric. I'm just looking clean.
Well, listen, we
slick.
Listen, we know you. And like you said, even if it wasn't you, we'd say it was Rondé. So,
well,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Marash is walking in with a Rondé Barber jersey on,
yes.
The ultimate troll.
Yeah, what
trolls?
What does he think he's doing?
Rondé owns Philly, man. You know that.
Oh,
here we go.
All right. I'm going to walk out and let you guys handle
there
this.
There we go. We do this every time we see each other.
You know, you're probably going to, if people, I'm sure somebody will recognize, you're probably going to get people yelling Saquon at you here.
Okay.
You know that, right?
It's all good.
You know that's going to happen.
I love Saquon.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh, you know what?
I forgot about the Saquon
stuff.
You forget already.
Yes.
That was like 3 months ago.
I forgot about
it was
about
2 months ago. Ike, what are you talking about?
Oh, no. It's great to have you here to talk about that.
I hope they yell Saquon.
Yeah.
Saquon's going to be good for y'all. That's why we hate it. That's what everybody's missing.
By the way, and I said it then, I sort of understood the gist of what you were saying and how
you agree,
said it.
Ike.
Yes.
You agree,
yes, you know I totally agree.
Right. I mean, LeVar Arrington got away from going from the then Redskins to the Giants. Nobody gave a crap. If LeVar played for the Eagles and he came to the Giants, forget it.
Yeah.
It's over for
right.
him.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I kind of like Ike was saying earlier, you know, for Eagles fans, it's been Dallas for forever.
Well, yeah, for the last 20 years.
For the last 20 years. But I do think with the proximity of New York and Philly, the natural rivalry between New York and Philly, having this Sixers series with the Knicks, and then even having the Saquon thing,
yeah,
you know, the Giants a couple years ago look, you know, that off your last year, but it looks like they're a well-run organization
right.
at this point. They're going the right. right direction.
They're getting the right pieces.
I would love for the Saquon thing to bring the juice, the true juice, well, back to the Eagles Giants.
Well, Ike and I know. And during our era, it was New York Eagles.
Yeah.
It was Giants Eagles, Giants yeah. Eagles. Cowboys were there, but we always knew that they were going to screw it up, right?
Yep.
Washington was an afterthought. It was Giants Eagles, Giants Eagles. And so this, honestly, is a generational thing. Yep. I mean, I'm almost been retired for 20 years, man.
Yeah.
And so think about it. In 20 years, what happens? A lot of people have a lot of babies, right? right. And now that 18 to 25-year-old has a different view of their pops, who are 57 yeah. to 65. They remember the Eagles and the Giants. Mm-hmm. That 20-year-old kid, this new generation, remembers the Eagles and the Cowboys,
because
the Giants have been bad, except for the yep. couple Super Bowls. They've been bad for 20 years. And so I hope that it brings it back, because you're right, Spike. The proximity of the rivalry, like, it's weird. Like, and I drive in Jersey, I go to the shore, I do all these things now that I'm a full-time New Jerseyan, as opposed to living in the city. Like, there's a certain point where it just flips.
Yep.
It becomes Eagle country.
Yep.
And it's, I don't know, it's sometimes uncomfortable, but they're cool with me. I just say, just remember, you hate my brother more. and it cools it all out. It smooths it all out.
The one thing I know for a lot of players, especially the ones that played during the time we did, like, the Giants is still the rivalry
right.
for me.
Like, when for you, the, it's
yes,
the Giants.
Yes, okay. It's always the Giants. I understand the Cowboy thing, mm-hmm. but it's the Giants.
Well, it's because
for me.
Of the players too, man.
Yes.
It was just great players.
Yeah.
And so when I think back to the Eagles, I think about Doc, I think about Ike, I think about Jeremiah Trotter, who used to just crush me, heavy ass, guessing linebacker. I think he's going in that hole, and sometimes he would miss spectacularly, but other times. It was a wrap for me. So, I just remember Hugh. I remember the dudes, man. Your coordinator.
Yeah. Listen, you were the guy that Jim Johnson.
Oh,
always
it.
Got fired up for.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
Tiki Barber. Got to know what 21 is. Got to know where he's at.
See, they put in this all mug defense.
Yep.
It was a defensive front. It was all mug. You have no idea what's happening. I mean, it's literally a guess, and I'm not using that word, you know, wrong, incorrectly. I'm literally guessing. I think Ike is dropped. I don't know. I think Doc's not coming here. I don't know. And so I just run at somebody, and then at the last minute, I have to adjust, and I know I'm taking a loss. I know I'm getting hit in an odd way and on my back, and half those times, I'm just grabbing. So I get hit, I just grab. Just grab him. Come down with me. I'm going to look bad. I'm gonna get roasted on film when they see this, but... Jim Johnson used to confuse the hell out of me, dude.
You remember the game in, I think it might have been 0-1 up there.
Yeah.
He must have rushed for like 250.
200 yards. I fumbled three times.
Yeah.
And then David Akers missed the field goal.
Yeah.
It was like overtime.
A 6-3 game or something.
Yeah,
it was a low-scoring game. He was running up and down the field all day.
I just couldn't hold on to the ball.
He did fumble three times that day. I wasn't going to bring that up. Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. It's part of my legacy.
Tiki Barber's with us from Evan and Tiki at WFAN. Of course, Tiki Barber from the Giants as well, former Giants great.
I mean, I've been doing this longer than I've been doing that.
Ike too. Yeah. It's
yes.
crazy, man.
It is nuts.
And yep. and you like Ike, took an interest in it even before you retired. I think
right.
that's interesting for both you guys, because both you guys knew you really, because to do this job, to do sports radio, you have to really want
right.
to do it.
Right. You know? You have to know the sports. You have to learn it. And if you didn't know it, you gotta figure it out and
yep.
have the emotion around it. And it's not just, hey, show up and talk sports. Like, you gotta give opinions.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta be entertaining. You gotta be informative. It's a grind of a job.
So you're in the. I feel like you can be honest with me. You know, Lou Gower's gonna come in, do his bit.
Uh-huh.
Sean Morash is gonna come in, do his bit. But you're in the belly of the beast. Then I feel like I can get an honest read on.
Okay, go ahead.
After blowing the game the other night, are Knicks fans scared?
Are they? They're falsely optimistic.
I think
because they know. On any night, either one of these teams is the best team on paper.
Right? Sure.
One night yeah. it's one team, other night it's another team. And so they want to look at what happened and explain it away. They don't want to get into the details of why it happened and why, you know, Deuce goes over top and said underneath the screen and, you know, and Maxi gets a free three-point look. And it's, he's not shooting from out there. Guess what? In today's NBA, that's a shot. right? Caitlin Clark can make that shot. We saw it when she broke the all-time record.
He didn't hit a three-quarter, court shot. He hit a shot that NBA players take.
If you're
every
on
day.
the logo three, exactly. Yeah. If you're on the negative side of half court, you're probably not taking a shot. As soon as you just take a step or two, that's viable territory. And so I give Tyrese Maxey so much credit. I mean, we spent so much time talking about Joel Embiid and hating on Joel Embiid and doing whatever about Joel Embiid that we just ignore how great Maxey is. Because in his mind, he comes off that screen that Joel sets, and he probably calculates in the split second, this is the easiest shot I'm going to get.
Right? Yes, not going to get fouled when I'm on the ground.
This is the best shot. This is the best look I'm going to have, especially with Mitch dropping and not calling it out to Deuce. And he took it, and he nailed it. And it was like he was just taking a 25-footer. You know, it was unbelievable. And we don't give him enough credit for that. That kid is special, man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Some would say it's a changing of the guard, face of the franchise.
It definitely is. No. It definitely is.
Some would say. That,
you guys are crazy.
Get the process out your mouth. Right? Get the pieces from the process out the door. Right? They're oft injured, albeit an MVP.
Knicks won him.
And build
bad.
Around Maxey. That's what you should do. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not sending him to New York. No, that's not happening. Yeah. No,
I know what you're trying to do.
He said yesterday or 2 days ago it was his favorite city.
Yeah, he's a troll. Get him out of here. Well, thank you for joining us, man. Enjoy your night in Philadelphia.
Are you going to be courtside?
No, I'm not going to be
courtside. You got your feet on
but the last time I did come to a 76ers game, I was courtside, sitting next to Edelman. But on the other side was M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, he comes.
I was like, who's this kid?
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's not a kid. That's M. Night Shyamalan. I'm like, what?
Well, I think Saquon's ringing the bell tonight. So.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in town.
Oh, I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It'd be perfect, dude. Knicks.
They should have Saquon ring the bell tonight.
I saw Ryan Clark at the draft.
Have you guys made up?
I haven't talked to Saquon. I don't have his number.
Oh, okay.
But I saw Ryan Clark, and we made up.
Ryan Clark made up. That's good, because y'all – two of my favorites. You're a giant, but
we're people in the business.
Yes, and I love Ryan. He does a great job on ESPN, but he was a little bit out of line.
Right.
He was.
He was a little out of line. He was a little bit out of line.
He was commenting on something that he wasn't party to.
Yes. Yet. Yep.
All right,
it's
man.
All good.
Well, have a good night. Appreciate
we will,
you
man.
Stopping
all right,
by.
Brother.
Appreciate you. Hope you go home with a loss.
Always good to see you.
Crying Lugauer.
Yeah, come back and lose in seven then.
Oh, no.
Keep your brother out of the city.
Yeah.
Just make sure
he's golfing. You know, that's all he does now. He's golfing. He don't care.
All right, dude.
All right, brother.
Thank you. That is Tiki Barber Evan and Tiki WFAN Afternoons. Remember, Chickies and Pete's, 7 o'clock.
You make sure everybody knows.
Tiki's cool, though. Don't worry. Don't harass Tiki. You can harass Lugauer all you want. Coming up next, we normally do it at Wednesdays at 4:30, but this week, because the Phillies game yesterday, we are going to do it Thursday at 4:30. We have the new updated Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Dope.
I will tell you this. There has been movement in the rankings. There's been movement in the rankings. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.